At the University of Warwick, a study conducted in two hospitals with controlled diets concludes that you can lose weight at any age, and its lead author is Professor Thomas Barber of the Warwick Medical School. Dr. Barber, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
We all know the weight falls off when we're young and we make an effort, not so much later on. So just broadly, what have you found, please, and how did you find it, if you wouldn't mind describing that?
So what we did is we did a retrospective study amongst the patients who attend our hospital-based obesity service in Coventry in the UK. And we basically split the groups up into two according to age. So the first group were the under 60s, and the second group were those 60 and older. And we were basically interested in the success of weight loss in these two different groups based on lifestyle intervention. So these patients, all of them saw dietitian. They had dietary input and support. Some of them had some psychology, and many of them had medical input as well. And as I said, it was in a hospital-based setting. And essentially what we found was that there was really no difference in the success of weight loss between these two groups based on age. But really the take-home message from this study is that when it comes to the success of weight loss through lifestyle intervention in a hospital-based setting, age doesn't really play a role. But certainly between the ages of 60 and 78, we can say on the basis of these data, that really doesn't appear to have an effect. And so I think really, you know, I think we need to acknowledge that we, you know, we do live in an ageist society, and really, you know, rather than kind of neglecting attempts at weight loss in the older population, we should be embracing this. And actually, if anything, we should be promoting this, you know, rather than holding back.
So as we get older, we kind of kid ourselves in a way. Maybe we get set in our ways, but we kid ourselves that, you know, it's going to be too hard to lose the weight, Thomas, and it's not right. That's not true.
I think that's certainly part of it. I think, and maybe there's societal views as well. Maybe healthcare professionals are maybe more reluctant, perhaps, to refer older patients for weight interventions, perhaps. Really, there's no justification for that whatsoever. And as I said earlier, if anything, we should be promoting weight loss attempts and provision of weight loss and interventions in the older population rather than holding back.
There are more than 50 comorbidities of obesity, I was reading, that can be lessened as we lose weight. That's encouraging, isn't it?
No, absolutely. And I think it's not so much the weight per se. It's the fact that it associates with so much comorbidity, as you correctly state, over 50 weight-related conditions. But also premature mortality as well, and a substantial amount of mental health problems as well. There's a lot of associated mental health problems in people who gain weight and you become obese. You know, as we get older, we're more likely to develop those 50 comorbidities. You can think of weight gain and obesity a bit like an accelerated form of aging. And with obesity, when you throw obesity into the equation as well, that really accelerates that whole process.
You go along to your GP, he or she might tell you that the exercise will make you healthy, but you won't shed the kilos. It's the diet that does the trick. What's your view of that? I mean, is it exercise plus a more disciplined diet, or is it basically what goes into your mouth?
It's interesting when you talk about this, because there's so many aspects of lifestyle which can affect our weight. And actually, what a lot of people don't appreciate is actually how much we sleep. It is a massive factor. If we're sleep deprived, then it makes it incredibly difficult to lose weight. And there's many other aspects of physiology which are also affected adversely by sleep deprivation. And the experts tell us that we should all be sleeping around 7.5 hours per night. Clearly, you know, a healthy diet, you know, and I emphasize healthy. It's not so much restricting what we eat, it's eating the healthy foods. And we should all be optimizing the amount of fiber that we have in our diet. There's studies that suggest that in the West, we are fiber impoverished. We should all be eating about 50% more fiber than what we do. That if we optimize our fiber intake, we can nurture a healthy gut flora. That's the bacteria within our gut. But I should emphasize here, when we say exercise, what it really means is avoidance of sedentariness and maintaining physical activity. It's really, really important.
I found it really interesting. You mentioned ageism possibly at play, both in society and maybe within the health services too, you were implying. It's interesting that despite the fact that many of us are working longer, and medicine means that we live longer lives as well, we maybe still discount our own lives and have our lives discounted a bit over the age of 65 or 70. And you're also kind of arguing for a reset and a rethink of that. There's no reason why we should.
No, you're absolutely right. And clearly, we're all living longer than we used to. You know, when we look at the kinds of conditions that we manage in our modern day healthcare, you know, it is the chronic conditions, obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, you know, respiratory conditions and so on, which forms the major part. And clearly, the longer we live, the older we get, the more likely we are to develop those conditions. And as I said earlier, you know, there's a big emphasis now on this concept of healthy aging. That's maintaining wellness and well-being into older age. And it's particularly important now, you know, perhaps more than any other time, as we are getting older, that we, you know, that we do aim to achieve that.
A very interesting study. So we're not 18 anymore when you can seemingly lose weight just by looking at it. But the essential difference is that if you're 58 or 78 in your study, you can lose the weight in the same way and probably at the same sort of rate as long as you change your habit.
Yes, absolutely. I should emphasize that this was a hospital-based study, so we do need to be a little bit cautious about extrapolating the data. But there are other studies published looking at the older age population in other settings, which have also shown, consistent with our own data, you know, that they're really having an older age is not really a barrier to losing weight. In fact, if anything, there was one particular study that even showed that older people were even better at adhering to a lifestyle program and in achieving successful weight loss compared with their younger counterparts. If you can achieve a healthy weight, then that will be, you know, a fantastic thing for your overall health and metabolic health specifically, and overall mental health and well-being.
Super. All right. Very good to talk with you about your work, Professor Thomas Barber. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thank you.